Hello, Fred, and Happy New Year. Welcome to today's episode of the In Her Eyes podcast. It is the first episode of 2022, and it is a re-recording of the training that I did on the last day of the Alignment Challenge. Unfortunately, as either Facebook or my internet weren't cooperating, I managed to not record the final training that was in the Alignment Challenge. So I put the content together in a way that you can use here in the podcast. And on that note, I'm also keeping open the web pages for the Alignment Challenge until the end of January. At the very least, I'll keep them open until the end of January. On those web pages, there is a daily meditation. If you create a login, which there's a place to do that right there on the homepage, you can put comments in the forum. You can also download and print any of the worksheets. And I believe you can download the MP3 version of the meditations if you want to have them on your phone or you want to, you know, you have them accessible to you once I do close that web page. The reason that you do have to create a login to use those different tools is that's the only way I can manage spammers and bots and anyone who might make, you know, inappropriate or unkind comments within the forum. So it is the way that I do, you know, keep that nice and clean and available for it to be a place where we can grow and expand into the joy and beauty that we all desire. So for those of you who did participate in the Alignment Challenge, I am so thankful and grateful for you. It was a joy to offer that. It was a joy to get the feedback. One of the large premises of the Alignment Challenge was that we don't have to come into this new year and change who we are or who we've been to get to where we want to be. That's such a misconception that we as a society seem to have bought into, that we need to make these big comprehensive changes in order to move our life in the direction that we want. And all of the negative self-talk and the reasons that we fall out of that come into play as we try to make these big shifts in how we are, how we show up, and falling into this mindset that we should, you know, we should be doing this, or we should be acting like this, or this should be our daily routine. And so I created the Alignment Challenge just as a series of tools to be able to recognize the thoughts and the beliefs that are coming up that keep us from having the home we love, that keep us from having the thoughts that we want to be having to move us in the direction of simplicity, peace, joy, all of those beautiful words that have come up as you guys have shared your word of the year with me, which I've absolutely loved. And again, my word of the year was knowing, and knowing that I had uncovered tools that I was using in my life and wanting to share them was the place where the challenge itself was born. So in this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you two of the tools that I use to work through decision making, action taking, and understanding what my priorities should be in order to create and live within the life that I want. And one of my mentors, Amber Lily Estrom, has a signature phrase. It's really the foundation of her personal business, and that is, if the dream is in you, it is for you. And obviously, I gravitated towards her because that resonated so much with me, because I felt like so much of my life, I've had these talents and skills that people outside of me were always telling me, you know, you should do this, you should do that, you should. And all of those things seemed really good, but they didn't equate to financially taking care of me, because they seemed overwhelming to me to be able to lean into this talent and able to actually create an income stream from that talent. So over the years, the things that I was good at actually almost felt more like a burden. Not that I'm incredibly grateful for the talents that I have, but being able to find the time to do the hobbies that I wanted, to do the things that I enjoyed. So the purpose of this training was to help you see that your dreams, your visions, your desires are often the rocket fuel that sits unused in plain sight. And what I want to teach you today is, first of all, it's called the thought model. And it was created by Brooke Castillo of the Life Coach School. And I've probably mentioned this in the past on a podcast, but today I want to really teach you how to use it. Now, I was taught to use it. I do religiously listen to Brooke Castillo's The Life Coach School podcast. I think she's brilliant. I think how she's sort of coalesced all of these trainings from all of the thought leaders over time and brought her own take into it as a woman who spent so much of her life struggling with weight and self-doubt and just beating herself up, how she's taken her life experience and combined the trainings and teachings of all of these brilliant thought leaders into something that is a usable tool. And she sets herself up as an example for what is possible. So what is the thought model? The thought model is a tool to use to recognize how what you're thinking and feeling create results in your life, how to analyze the results you're getting, how to look back through those results to find those thoughts and beliefs that aren't serving you, that are creating these patterns that you keep experiencing, and then using that same model, that same, I like to call it the scientific formula of thinking, and incorporating what you want as your result, whatever those dreams and those goals and that vision makes you desire, makes you, and intentionally creating the results that you want to show up in your life by determining the feelings and the thoughts that you should be having. And the key part of this, the thing that I think is so important to understand, is that the circumstance that you're in both of those models doesn't change. Now, what do I mean by that? So first, I'm going to explain the thought model. The thought model is, first you identify a circumstance, whatever it is in that moment or in that place in time or life that you're in that you have no control over personally. And then what thought are you thinking about that circumstance? So often we have learned, especially through society and our own self-doubt and conditioning that the thought that we're having is the truth. It is the actual circumstance. It is the reality. But in fact, it isn't. It's just what we're telling ourselves. And I'll give you an example once I walk you through the different steps of the thought model. So from that thought that you have within yourself about the circumstance that you're in, you have a feeling. And whether it's a positive or negative feeling, that feeling is a product of the thought or thoughts that you are thinking. From that feeling, from that place of emotion, you take action or inaction, depending on what that feeling is. And from that action or inaction or series of actions or inactions, you get a result. So what happens is based off of your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, and that creates the result. So in the thought model, there is the C line, which is the circumstance, the T line, which is the thought, the F line, which is the feeling, the A line, which is the action, and the R line, which is the result. So the first part of the thought model is recognizing what results you're getting in your life now, and then moving it back through to start to understand what thoughts you might be thinking that are preventing that. And this is something that you don't want to spend a lot of time in, because the valuable part of the thought model is understanding that because the thoughts and feelings and actions do create your result, you can re-script your thoughts and feelings to align with the results that you want. And, you know, if you've done the self-help work for a while, you know the power of affirmations. And we actually talked about that in the alignment challenge. You know, why can't we just all say what we want to think and then have the results that we show up in our life? And most of the times it's because we aren't in a place of emotional and physical believing what we might be saying. So that's why it's really important to be able to script our thoughts so that they align with where we are in the moment, what we're capable of believing within who we think we are right now. And over time, as we start to generate results that align with what we want, we're able to believe more bigger and more beautiful things. So understanding that our thoughts create our emotions, which create our actions, put into that practical understanding of the law of attraction. And that is a big piece of this, that if you've watched The Secret, or if you've read the book The Secret, or if you've done any work with Jerry and Esther Hicks, you know that what the law of attraction is basically, you know, what you hope for and what you feel is what comes into your life. So the very first part of this is understanding the difference between a circumstance and a thought, and how to recognize when the thought that you're in is not the circumstance. And I'm going to use the example of being stuck in traffic as just a simple explanation of this, because being stuck in traffic is a physical location that you are in that you can do nothing about. But the thought that you're experiencing is, I am stuck in traffic. So if you get that, if you break that down a little bit more granularly, you can start to recognize that the circumstance really is you are in a car that is not moving due to the other cars around you or some sort of incident that's causing it to be what it is. You could leave your car and you could get out and walk. There's nothing preventing you from doing that except for the fact that you probably don't want to leave your car in the middle of the road. You know, there's a lot of things that you're choosing in that moment because of the thought, I am stuck in traffic. And it usually leads to just a tidal wave of thoughts that go along with it, depending on what you're trying to accomplish when the event happened. So if you were on your way somewhere, especially if you were on your way somewhere important, or if you were on your way to meet with somebody, and now you're starting to think, well, what will they think of me because I am in this situation? Or maybe you find yourself stuck in traffic a lot and without recognizing that there's always traffic in several different places along this route, and you don't account for it on a regular basis. And this is just a natural flow of traffic through this area. And so understanding those two different things. So the fact that traffic is backed up in this particular area and you are in it is different than I am stuck in traffic, because everything, so yes, there's nothing you can do about that in that moment except shift the way that you are feeling about that. And not that this is going to make any huge change in your life in that moment, but just understanding there's a difference between what you're choosing to think in a moment and what your actual situation is. And if you guys have any questions on this, this is something that works really well when you're doing it, you know, one-on-one, because so many times that's the trickiest piece of this, is understanding that our thoughts and our circumstances aren't actually the same thing. And if your thought is a belief that you've held for a really long time, it's very hard to see that the belief is not, in fact, your circumstance. And there are things that we tell ourselves that make us think that that belief is, in fact, our circumstances. So if we can't change the circumstance, how do we work backwards from the result line to get to the thoughts and the feelings that we need in order to create the life we want if we have no control over our circumstance? So much of our time in our minds is spent trying to think of ways we can control things that we can't control, and accepting that there are things that are simply beyond our control. We can look at them in one of two ways. We can look at them as an opportunity for expansion, or we can look at them as just fate. You know, this is what it is, and this is where I'm going to be stuck, and no matter what else I want, I'm not going to be able to move beyond this. So what I want to challenge you to do with the thought model is to recognize, and the best thing to do with the thought model is to start small. Start with little things that crop up in your life, whether it's on a daily basis or really regularly, and start to put them into the thought model. Start to recognize what your thoughts are about those things, what your feelings are, and the actions or inactions that you're taking that create that result that continues to pop up. And once you get fluent in the thought model, once you are able to tackle bigger things or future cast, vision cast, larger things that you want to bring in, then it's a lot easier to plug those pieces in. And this is a great way to work with someone if you find that you're coming up against things over and over and you can't seem to tell yourself a story that makes sense to get you to where you want to be. This is a great place to work with a coach on doing that. And it's one of the reasons, you know, I call myself a space coach because so many times the conversation with clients starts with, you know, well, my husband always blank. Well, my kids always blank. Well, we are a really active family, so we can't blank. And designing around the space that we have to work with and is the circumstance, and we can find a way to get to the result we want when we get those thoughts out of the way and design around creating thoughts and feelings that we need to create a space that really works for whether it's one person or whether it's everybody. So how do we flip the thought model on its head? So the first thing to do is just identify the result you want. It could be the fact that you walk for 10 minutes a day, and that's something that you've struggled with in the past. It could be that you eat more green vegetables. It could be something really, really simple that in the moment that you're thinking about it, you think, oh, this is something that's so easy to do, but yet you're not doing it. And so you're trying to find a way to do that. It could be something much, much, much larger. I want to completely transform my downstairs. And I have absolutely no money to do that, or I have no idea how to make it work for me. It could be, you know, I want to quit my job and I need, you know, I need to make $85,000 a year in order to do that. And all of these things are results that work in the result line, no matter how big or small they are. Once you've mastered the thought model. So from the result, you can identify the action that you need to be taking in order to get that result. And so many times it's actually inaction that's causing the current result that we're getting. So finding the action. And it's one of the reasons in the alignment challenge, the very first thing we talked about was just 1% action, just shifting things a small amount. And the reason that's such a powerful thing that you can do in your life is because those tiny shifts are easy for our brains to wrap their head around. They're easy for us to see in the moment how we do that. They don't take a lot of extra, you know, time, money, effort outside of ourselves. So from the result, you identify the action that you need to be taking. And this is really critical because this is the moment that you recognize whether or not you have the resources to take that action. And so if the result you're looking for needs to be, I don't want to say unrealistic, because again, I do believe that as we become more fluent in controlling our thoughts and our emotions, we do have that ability to work towards, you know, bigger and better things. And what's unrealistic for one person is effortless for another. So it's all where you're coming at it from, but seeing what that action line is and committing to that is the key. But the problem is, so often, though we know that action will get us the result we want, the place where we let ourselves down, the place where we fall out of that is that feeling. It's in that moment when we don't believe that we're capable of something, that we cease to take the action, or we take a self-prohibitive or self-destructive action that moves us away from the result that we want. So then determine the feeling that you have to take that action. So that feeling could be stepping into the moment when you have created that result in that life, in your life. It could be pride in what you are capable of. It could be joy in, could be peace in sitting in a, you know, quiet space that you know that you played a part in creating. It could be the feeling of inviting your friends in on the actual call where I did this. I was working with one of the participants on helping her declutter her space so that she could invite her friends in and entertain more and just relax into the friendships that she has and enjoy the people that she loves in her life, where right now she feels uncomfortable because of sort of where she is in life and thinking that the condition of her home is an overwhelming task to change because of all the different, you know, situations that have sort of cropped up over the last few years. And so not feeling comfortable herself in her space made her feel uncomfortable to bring others into the space in its current condition. So how we walked through that. So the thought creates the feeling. So if the feeling we want to create to get the actions and the results we want, what is that individual thought that changes so that we can feel something? I remember on a particular training I was working through this with someone else who was in the program that I was, and she wanted a really big goal. She wanted to actually be, her result was she wanted her particular product line to be part of a really large magazine company that we are familiar with. And she couldn't see her small business as it was in that way being able to propel itself or represent itself or even be able to fulfill the orders that she anticipated if she were to become part of this. So that's where her mindset was lost in. And then I remember my coach telling her that she was a rock star, you know, that the thought that she needed to have was, I am a rock star and I can do this. And I remember her laughing about it. And I just, and you know, here we are 2 years later, and I saw one of her recent Instagram posts where she was just doing amazing things. And I think what she is doing is so much bigger and so much better than what she originally wanted. And all I could think is, my goodness, what a rock star she has become. And so I had to reply to her with that, you know, you are absolutely a rock star. And it just felt so good to, you know, see that she had used these tools and was stepping into something that was even bigger than what she had initially wanted for herself. So what is that thought? How far can you stretch what you need to be thinking and still be able to identify with it? And so that's why I wanted you to be clear about what the actions you needed to be taking or stop taking, because sometimes the result is stopping smoking. Sometimes the result is, you know, losing 15 pounds, feeling better in your body, like whatever the result is. It is the action that comes from the feeling and the thought. And if this sounds redundant at all, I recognize that I had to listen to several times just the, and I actually worked through with my coach several different times, you know, breaking it down, seeing it on paper. The real power of the thought model is this gives you a formula or a format where you can see it on paper and actually work towards what you, the very first part of writing that result down is actually the place where you can begin to visualize it. So the two ways where you are working with a thought model is one, the unintentional model, where you're getting results that you don't want and understanding what you might be thinking or feeling to create that, that lack of result. And then flipping it on its head, starting in the result line and using it intentionally. And that's when it becomes an intentional thought model and you're able to put yourself in that place of taking action or inaction, whichever it is that gets to the result that you're looking for, by changing your emotions, changing how you feel about it, and changing the thought that creates that emotion, because that is the secret sauce. The thoughts are the secret sauce. And this is the one thing that you 100% have control over. And we so often find ourselves trapped in a thought pattern that we feel like we have no choice over because of the circumstance. And that's the place that's, in all honesty, that's really the place where the hardest work is, because so often we fall into that conversation with ourselves or others of blame, or, well, you don't understand my situation, or you don't know how hard it is. Like, all of those are non-productive thoughts and don't get you anywhere, and definitely don't get you anywhere closer to what you want to create, and they don't get you closer to happiness and joy. So that is the thought model. I would love for you, if you want to post some things in the forum, because when you start working with a thought model, you are going to run up against some limiting beliefs that you've been holding on to for a really long time. And like I said, it does help to work with others through that. We have been able to create some dialogue within the Alignment Challenge. So if you aren't a member of the Alignment Challenge Facebook group that I set up, that's a good place to go as well. But there is a forum on the page. Like I said, you do have to create a login to the forum. So just, you put your name in, your email, and then it automatically emails you a login. And the sole purpose, the only reason you're doing that, is just so we can't, so that I can keep there from being bots and spammers, and I can regulate any comments on there that are not appropriate. So what you learn from the thought model as you start to use it regularly, and you become more both fluid and fluent in using it, is you are able to start to see that you have answers to a lot of things, especially any repetitive things that keep coming up in your life that you didn't recognize you had answers for all along. And that's what leads us into the next part of this training. And I did an episode a little while back on journaling, and I mentioned this process that I, or practice, it's a practice more than a process, of what I'm calling future self journaling, and just the power that it's had in the last year and a half. I want to say like 18 months. I've really embraced it and leaned into it. And that understanding that guidance does come from within, it comes from without as well. So the things that we ask for, the things that we verbalize, I do believe very strongly that the universe does align to help us get to the places that we want to go. But I do also believe that we know so much more than we give ourselves credit for. shortly before I did this training a couple of days ago, I hurt my back. And one of the first pieces that I did of on the very first day of the Alignment Challenge, I talked about Louise Hay's You Can Heal Your Life book and how just the power of the words that we say and the thoughts that we think and how they affect us on a physical level. They're not only affecting the things that are showing up in our lives, but they're also affecting the physical, our body, just different ailments in our body. And I had talked about how I use this as like my go-to resource guide. So as a gentle reminder, as the universe always does, or a mildly painful reminder, I'll say, I ran up against hurting my back, wanting to accomplish things on New Year's Day that I wasn't able to accomplish because I wanted to work on my vision board and I just couldn't sit for very long because it really hurt. And it wasn't until right before I started to do the training that I opened up the book. I looked for the affirmation on lower back pain. I knew, because I'd run into it before, that it had to do with finances. And my number one goal for the year was about finances. And so I had been coming up against all of these negative beliefs that I have about what I have been able to and I can create, especially within the space that we're in right now and all of the challenges coming up within this small space. And there, lo and behold, taking an action that was that only I would have taken because I was, you know, trying to do something in this really small limiting space. I was just leaning over something, trying to reach something without walking, you know, trying to move the stuff I needed to move to walk around it. And I twisted my back funny and I hurt. Well, the lower back pain is very often controlled by financial fears, financial doubts. And so I sat down on the end of my bed. I started just really feeling into the affirmation. I said it out loud a couple times and I know it sounds silly, but just within that time, I started to find more movement and more flexibility in my back. And it wasn't completely gone, but neither were the financial fears. So as, you know, these last couple of days progressed and as I was able to repeat the affirmation and move and stretch, because at first I couldn't even move or stretch. And just being able to find that place of comfort and recognizing that these feelings that I was having were uncomfortable and it was okay to have those uncomfortable feelings and move through them, I started to get the relief that I was looking for. But as the beauty of alignment goes, when I went to the book and opened it, the bookmark was on a page that had the perfect information for training about the Future Self Journal. And what that was, the intelligence within you is the same intelligence that created the entire planet. And that's something that I know over these next few weeks as I fine-tune my goal setting and, you know, what I want to create in this year and what I want to do with clients and you know, bigger things that I'm looking towards doing, that's something that I know I'm going to keep handy. I know it's going to be in a place that I'm able to see it on a regular basis because that's something that is easy to forget. We have a tendency to isolate ourselves when we run into challenges or things get scary or we let ourselves down. This practice of recognizing the intelligence within you is pretty powerful. And of all the things that I've experienced over these last couple years, I think that's the piece of this future self journal practice that I want most to communicate. So what's a future self journal practice? It started out as just affirmations from a book that I was reading that were really created to challenge your mindset. So instead of those affirmations that we talked about feeling comfortable and being able to resonate with, these were affirmations that were almost the antithesis of where I was in the moment. And I had finished a book. It was You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. And I didn't want to lose the power of these affirmations and how strong I felt when I said them, even in moments when I didn't 100% believe them. And so I thought, well, I have the opportunity to re-experience these affirmations if I just write them down in the corner of my journal. And then, you know, a couple weeks later when I get to this page, I'll see this affirmation because I know I will have already, you know, stopped using it or forgotten it. So I just started writing the different ones that really resonated with me down. And as I was doing that, I had other things I wanted to say to myself. Things that were just, you know, tiny little thoughts that were popping through. Sometimes they were just a word. Sometimes I want to say the word intelligence was one that popped up. I want to say integrity. I want to say truth. Just some different little words. Sometimes they were just a little drawing with a couple of words attached to it. Maybe it was a song from my childhood, a line from a song from that. And a couple times I think I put "You Are My Sunshine" in there. So just as these things started coming up, I really had fun with it. And then after, you know, a while, it felt like there's really nothing else coming. I felt like I might be, you know, forcing something. I just stopped. And then the next time that I felt like, you know, something came up that I wanted to be reminded of, I put that in there, just these little sort of sweet words to myself or empowering words to myself. And then as I started to journal and progress through things, you know, life comes up, challenges come up, good things come up. And as I started to take notice of what was written, you know, I had written, handwritten down in the right-hand corner of my journal in my bright pink pen, over time, sometimes it was weeks, if not months, since I had written the words that I was coming up at, you know, running into on that day, they were in perfect alignment and almost scary perfect alignment. Because what seemed like just words that didn't even make sense at the time that I wrote them down were exactly what I needed on that day when I ran into them. And the very first one that gave me those heebie-jeebie chills that you get was I was deciding whether or not to join a program that was being run by the mentor, Amber Lily Estrom, that I mentioned earlier. And on the page, as I flipped the page and I thought that, you know, this is a big financial investment. I need to write about it. I need to think about this. I need to think if this is something that is even possible for me in this moment or if it's where I need to be. And the name of the program was Born for This. And I flipped the page. And on that page in the corner was written, I was born for this. So that was the moment where I really started to take note of the words that were on my pages. And it was almost as if, it's a reason I call it my future self journal, because my future self knew exactly what I needed to say in that moment. And there's some beautiful future self meditations out there that I have found value in. It's if it's something that is a little bit hard for you to conceptualize because you've either never thought about it before or it just falls out of line with, you know, what you've thought before. I do encourage you to take a minute and allow yourself, first and foremost, just this belief that you are more wise than you give yourself credit for. And that's that place where, you know, it's that tiny little voice that tells you to turn left when you're sitting, you know, when you're driving somewhere and you think, oh, there might be traffic up ahead. Sorry, I'm going back to this traffic. I don't hardly even drive anymore. But, you know, you get that feeling like, oh, maybe I should go this way instead. And you don't. And then there's an accident up ahead, or you know, that moment where you think, you know, I should call this person, and or you're thinking of this person and they show up. All of those things are those tiny little moments of synchronicity. And we can think of them as happy accidents, or we can think of them as moments of alignment and guidance. And I choose to do the latter. And the Future Shelf Journal gives you this opportunity to step into that guidance in a way that doesn't involve anyone else. It's just between you and yourself, and no one else even needs to know about it. So how do you do it? I quiet myself, I ground myself. If there have been moments where some words came in that were just really powerful and really resonated with me, and I opened up my journal and I wrote them on the next available space. But typically to get started, what I recommend is just sitting down, getting quiet, holding your journal or whatever you're using to write in, and acknowledge that you have wisdom to share with yourself. I like to use a pen that I enjoy writing with, and in a different color, in a color than that's different than what I would be using to journal with. So I use either a Stabilo pen, Stabilo, or a Micron pen, a 0.5 micron pen, just because they write really pretty, and I do for the most part. I can get really messy when I'm journaling, but these little notes that I leave myself in the corners, I do tend to try and do them in just very sweet, you know, very simple, nice handwriting. I don't want you to stress over that, because that's not what this is about. This is about communicating with yourself. It's not about perfection. Stepping out of perfection is something that I know a lot of creative people really struggle with. So this definitely isn't about perfect handwriting. It's more about just that communion between you and your ability to access knowledge. So I do it in the lower right-hand corner of my journal page. And like I said, it can be one word. It can be a quote from someone else. I don't ever look up quotes to go in there because, again, this is not what this is about. It's about words you need in a moment. So, yeah, if something really resonates, I might put it in there. But usually what mine has certainly evolved to is simple words and phrases that just come to me. I don't question them. I don't analyze them. And when they don't make sense, I don't care. Because there have only been a couple of times in the 500, you know, days that I've been doing this that when I turned the page, what was there still didn't really make sense. And it didn't matter. It just didn't matter. But for the most part, when there was something there that I had no idea what it was in that moment, was revolutionary in the time that I reconnected to that. So again, I'm so excited to start to be training people on this future self action. I do encourage you to, if you know you have a daughter and you're working through your own stuff, and you know she's probably working through her own stuff, journaling is not only a great practice to work through, it's a great way to start to establish a trust relationship, because, you know, journals are just, you know, other people's journals are just off limits. And acknowledging that, you know, your daughter can communicate freely with herself and you're not going to interfere with that, I think is a very, very powerful lesson that will show up later in your relationship. So I encourage you getting into the practice of journaling, doing it visibly and visually, and encouraging your daughter to do it as well and finding that place of self-empowerment through her own words is a really beautiful gift you can give her as well. So if you have any questions, like I said, the Alignment Challenge website, you can go to In Her Eyes Podcast episode 26. So In Her Eyes Podcast /episode 26, and you'll be able to, there's a link right there. It'll take you right in. There is nothing to sign up for. There's nothing you have to do to access all of the different tools that were in the challenge, from the meditations to the daily journal prompts. All of that is right there. It's accessible for everyone. If you do want to make comments in the forum, you do have to register to do that. And in order to save your worksheet, I believe you do have to do that, because it does want to sort of file it somewhere. So it files it under your individual profile. So you can, you just create your own account and it automatically just emails you a registration link. So that way, you know, we can monitor that there isn't anybody there making any kind of comments that don't serve the same goal. So thank you, my friend. If you have questions, please feel free to reach out to me. I have some super exciting things coming up in my monthly design portal. There is a piece of coaching which is going to be attached to that portal. So it's not just, you know, transforming your space. It's really transforming your mindset in a way that does help you vision cast your space and yourself. So happy new year. Thank you for being here, and I will talk to you next week.